Reading passage. At the crossroads of several maritime routes, the Maltese Islands have been a home, stronghold, trading post, and refuge for over 7,000 years. From temple builders, Syrian Phoenicians, and the traveler Apostle Paul, to the Knights of St. John, Napoleon, and British royalty, all have set foot here, leaving their imprint for you to discover. The islands have been described as one big-time open-air museum, because so much of their past is still visible today. Visitors can delve into the island's mysterious prehistory, retrace the footsteps of St. Paul, or see where the Knights of St. John defended Christendom. Valletta is named after its founder, the respected Grand Master of the Order of St. John, Jean Perso de la Valette. But the city really owes its birth to Valette's arch-enemy, Grand Turk Suleiman the Magnificent. The magnificent fortress city grew up on the arid rock of Mount Zaberis Peninsula, which rises steeply from two deep harbors, Marsa Mexit and Grand Harbor. Started in 1566, construction of Valletta was completed, with its impressive bastions, forts, and cathedral, in the astonishingly short time of 15 years. The city's designer, Laparelli, planned to create the perfect city. Valletta may not strike visitors today as a modern city, but it is one of the first examples of town planning based on a grid pattern of streets, which was unusual for the times, since urban centers generally evolved out of earlier settlements. The rocky Mount Zaberis, on which it was built, was not an easy location. It took considerable leveling before construction could begin. The fortress city, Citta Umilissima, called by Sir Walter Scott, a city built by gentlemen for gentlemen, served well for all strata of society, from the knights to their servants and tradespeople. Laparelli's design provided for fresh water to be piped in and for sanitation, both advanced concepts for the time. The grid pattern allowed fresh air from the two harbors to circulate freely in the narrow streets, a kind of city-scale air conditioning. Today, Valletta hosts a vast cultural program. Street events are staged against the city's magnificent Baroque architecture and floodlit bastions. For the lucky visitor, there is theater and music and all manner of things to see and join in, from avant-garde art to traditional church festivals. The city is also a delight to shop in. Narrow side streets are full of tiny shops selling antiques, maps, books, prints, and jewelry.